So even when the road get rocky, me say me never give up. I said there ain't no giving in. And when the going get tough, I said the tough get going. Rastafari never leave I do. So even when the road get rocky, me say me never give up. I said there ain't no giving in. And when the going get tough, I said the tough get going. My people, don't give up. I said there ain't no giving in. No, Rastafari guide I and I from the beginning. Oh, 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 yeah. A lot of youths in life say them can't take the pressure no more. Oh, oh, oh. But from your trust in a demo style life, I go get better, I'm sure. The youth juggle upon the roadside, Babylon say if you take up your bag and go. Boy, but we still not give up, me say we solid as a rock like Kalanje. Not give up, I said there ain't no giving in. And when the going get tough, I said the tough gets going. Go and juggle your fruits, don't give up. Giving in, mama, Rastafari guide of your knife from the beginning. Why, oh, teacher not get paid, the government needs.
And you're listening to Roots Reggae Radio. This is Mally, aka Docu Vixen, and this is Artists in the City. We're heard here every Thursday. I'm, you know, kind of playing with different times, but I'm thinking maybe kind of starting around 6-7 maybe, because then people are in. Anyway, I'm playing with that, but right now we're usually been since we started 6-7 on Thursdays. And today we have in the studio, it's really exciting, and you guys were one of my first shows, so to actually have you back in the studio, it's very exciting, because nice. I know a lot of has happened and a lot of stories and stuff. So maybe introduce listeners or reintroduce listeners to who you guys are and, yeah, what you do.
Right on. Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. My name is Esther Fills from Caribbean Commerce Magazine, and here with...
And she's here with Oswald Fills, her brother. And we're two of the four people behind Caribbean Magazine. Caribbean Commerce Magazine. So we're here to share some of what we were doing over the last little while since we were here with you, Mally. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
So our two other partners, we must send a hello out to, is Anthony Fills, which is our other brother, the founder of Caribbean Commerce Magazine, and our marketing director out there in Jamaica, Carl Wilson, MCK, who we're all here together anyways.
Nice. So, yeah, what's your update? Like, I'm trying to remember how long you guys were in the show. It was like November?
Actually, we launched in November. Pretty good.
Yeah.
We launched in November, and then you guys invited us onto the show. So we were here in February with our first edition. And what February, we're doing is, February. It's been a while. It's been a fantastic journey. We continue to build and promote the Caribbean and the diaspora globally in our digital magazine. We landed on a tagline, which is for the Caribbean, for the world, as we now reach countries such as India and China, UK. We've gone to Australia, Singapore, Japan, France. We've been really working hard to make that reach to tell the world about the Caribbean.
Yeah, so we're digging into a lot of stories over the last few months, and it's been really interesting, and it's been a learning curve for us. We've been on a huge learning curve. The concept that we had for the magazine and the platform that it was on, it's a whole challenge to us. So we've been learning, paying our dues.
Yeah.
You know, there's
sometimes, like, a lot of testing and
that's right.
what works and doesn't work.
That's absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So that's been a long journey there.
So like we were just saying, yeah, the journey has been a really ambitious undertaking of ours. We've learned a lot. We've connected with a lot of people on all levels of the Caribbean and the diaspora in developing this platform. And the patriotism and the need to celebrate the Caribbean on all levels has become very apparent and a huge passion of ours.
So, I just lost where we were.
Our listeners,
about maybe the issue that you launched, just talk about the journey that you've kind of experienced. Mm-hmm.
So, our publications cover a wide range of topics for the Caribbean and the diaspora, from commerce and culture, to technology, health, food, and beyond. We're trying to, you know, provide a whole spectrum of what the Caribbean and its peoples are all about. Our aim is to highlight the people, initiatives, and opportunities in various fields so as to inspire economic advancement in the Caribbean.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I found that as we were talking to people and getting this idea from the realm of concept to down on the ground, you know, to down on the ground. We've been calling it moving from the traditional to the eventual, you know, bringing stuff that we know, bringing parts of our culture like carnival, you know, like music, food. Bringing it onto this new platform, which is eventually coming in.
Right.
The tablet platform.
Yeah. So being able to stream stuff. And,
yes.
And then also, I guess, your magazine, I guess you've been building your reach, right, and your audience.
Yes,
absolutely.
So what does that bring to, like, you know, advertisers who want to actually connect with you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll step back for two little seconds to mention the fact that since we launched back in November and we launched in Jamaica, we had our first edition called The Connectors, which was really showcasing our intent for building this digital mobile magazine. And since then, we've produced and distributed 6 more exciting issues. The second one was the Dragon and the Hummingbird, which is highlighting investment trends in the Caribbean,
especially as it pertains to China. Mm-hmm. That was one of the stories that we were following. What was China doing in the Caribbean? And we presented that to people not only in English but also translated into Chinese, which you could tap on the app and get it in Chinese if you knew that language, mm-hmm. you know. But we were doing this to just show that we were going beyond the normal reach. We were trying to function in a very, very different way than the normal.
Mm-hmm. And then we had an edition called When Women Lead, and that highlighted some of our prominent women in the Caribbean culture who are doing marvelous things out there. For example, we highlighted Paulette Senior, that's YWCA CEO. We also highlighted the Chamber of Commerce and a lady by the name of Sajoli Brim.
That's the Chamber of Commerce Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
She's running a Chamber of Commerce there, bringing business to the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. We also did an expose on Jennifer Holness and her husband, Sud Sutherland, in the film industry with a Home Again movie that they've put out.
Which is Home Again has recently been released in Jamaica on the 18th, I believe, of this month.
Mm-hmm.
So they're reaching out into the Caribbean. The diaspora is reaching back into the Caribbean and bringing a lot of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
They shot that film in Trinidad, and it took some doing, but they finally got it released in Jamaica, and I heard that that's been well received.
Mm-hmm. And then throughout the summer, over the past couple of months, we've actually put out quite a few festival editions. And I'm going to tell our listeners out there that you've got to go to CaribbeanCommerceMagazine.com and get connected with us and see how we're presenting the Caribbean. We know our festivals are marvelous, our food is marvelous, our music is marvelous, but there's just so much more happening in the Caribbean that we've got to expose and get the world to know, right? So we did a Mutadi International Drumming Festival.
Big up Mutadi.
Mm-hmm. And we also covered the Los Angeles Carnival.
Right. Cool. So actually there's Caribbean culture on the West Coast of the United States, and it's happening.
We did Afrofest also, and we recently did, our last edition was the Scotiabank Caribbean Carnival Festival, where we covered like the King and Queen Night, Pan Festival, and the parade itself.
Yeah, that particular, we're very proud of that particular edition, which was our latest one, because it really got into the people's feelings, right? We were right down there and interacting with people and feeling like the vitality of Caribbean culture and reporting on it. I remember going to Lamport Stadium one night. I think it was for the King and Queen night, if I remember correctly. And just feeling that vibe from the audience, and recognizing it as the culture that I'm from. It was very emotional, actually. It was a very emotional thing to just feel that. And then, of course, you have all the music, the color, the performances. It was a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And we capture that, and we want to celebrate that. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to celebrate that.
So we've incorporated our storytelling through the photography in the magazine, the videos, the on-the-fly interviews that we've done, the interactive content. Even National Geographic, as a matter of fact, took a look at us and plucked out one of our pictures and put it on their site. So that was quite exciting for us to have that happen, because it's being recognized that we look quite beautiful in
we
the
are,
space.
We are quite beautiful.
We are quite beautiful in the space in the grand scheme of things in the world. And these festivals, like Oz said, definitely gave us a symbol of the Caribbean and the diasporic culture, right? Strong aspects of the Caribbean brand through the, like you said, through the costume and the music, color, food, captures the world, and we're here to celebrate that on our new technology.
Right.
So, Mally, you had asked us about...
I was asking, yeah, your reach. I guess, basically, you know, you've been on the ground. So, you know, what kind of... where do you go? What's how big your audience is?
Right. So, like I had mentioned earlier, we've... And we're every single day we're looking at this to see where this magazine is going, where it's landing. Like I said, India, China, Australia... well, the Caribbean, of course, Canada, the U.S., Singapore. We're really reaching far and wide, and that's why it's necessary to put us out there in a real. Well, we always celebrate our all of our positive aspects, but all the more so to let people know that there's so much more going on with the Caribbean culture than simply just our carnivals and our food. There's right. economic movement there. There's building. There's natural resource. There's so much going on that we want to highlight in our magazine.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was going to take a picture,
but she stopped. Well, that's a good thing. I'll just say that.
Did you want to add something?
Yeah, I just wanted to add something that concerning advertising with the technology, like...
Yeah, advertisers.
Yeah, so through CCM, we have put together a wide range of interactive features that we highlight throughout our editions. For example, if an advertiser wants to tell their story and show their product, you can see example of that in our premiere edition. That article is called The Man Cave. There's a whole story and there's a whole interactiveness on building your man cave. In our other edition as well, the Dragon and the Hummingbird issue shows another feature, like Oz had mentioned before, where we're actually switching languages between English and Chinese. So we can do that, you know, right, with a number of languages right now. And for the advertisers, we're here to help them express their products through interactive touchscreen. For example, we have an ad from Johnny Gill, for example. You can tap, watch his video, and then you can actually go through and purchase the tickets within the app. Same with some of our other advertisers, such as Air Canada. You can go through the promo that they have provided for CCM and just tap on the screen, and you can get through to purchase tickets. So there's lots of things happening within the app itself for the advertisers, right?
Yeah.
For the user, I'll mention that we want to expose them to the Caribbean world, products, services, products and services that we may not even know that comes from the Caribbean. So all of that we want to put in that. So when we're showcasing Caribbean culture, we're blending, like Oz mentioned that early, sort of like the traditional and the eventual. Eventual meaning that we're here on this platform, and we understand that a lot of folks aren't here yet, but eventually this is where it's going to go. The portability and the opportunities that there are within the platforms is really what's fueling us to do this for the Caribbean.
Yeah, in terms of eventuality, you will notice that if you're on the subway, for example, or the buses, for example, out of all the people there, you will see somebody tapping away at this little screen. And it's almost like some sort of new form infiltrating the culture. We have the Caribbean on there first.
Mm-hmm.
And we celebrate that. And we want to build it up more. So as people integrate into that new platform, we'll be there with our content. And we will be there with efforts to show people things in a new way. Like, for example, interactive advertising, for example, where instead of having a static ad, you can put in a video ad where people can just tap and see an illustration of your product.
Right.
Or tap and...
It's interactive.
Highly interactive. So it's taking advertising onto a whole new level. And
and people could like it and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And connect to social media through the app. So it's a new era in terms of how advertising reaches people and how people can feed back to advertisers for products, for services. And also, we also want to have governments on there. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going after governments in the Caribbean to utilize Caribbean Commerce Magazine as a platform to show what they have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to partner with governments. We mentioned this before when we were here.
Mm-hmm.
We want to partner with governments. We're talking to Jamaica. We're talking to Trinidad. And we want to partner with... Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. We're talking with people so that we can become partners and put the Caribbean on this new platform.
Yeah. So in your journeys, what new like business collaborations you've been into and
So this is so cool. Glad you asked that. Since we launched back in November, and we've really picked up traction on that in terms of utilizing our connector. Our connector piece. We've collaborated with a couple of companies that we've introduced to the Caribbean, namely Jamaica, because that's where we started, and we've made some really good connections there. So one of the companies that we're working with and who we introduced to Jamaica is a company by the name of Tri-Caribbean Energy, and what they're dealing in is the solar product.
Right.
So we find out, so this is how it went. We found out what it is that a country like Jamaica is looking for and if that product would be suitable. And we brought them in, introduced them, and now they're looking at potentially doing work there. The conversations are still going on. That's been a really good one for us because we have our name in that mix as doing that kind of connections. We're bringing Canadian companies and U.S. companies too. And also we have one from the U.K. who we just did a promotion for them, and they are doing oil, gas, and power summit, as a matter of fact, today and tomorrow in Bahamas. So they're bringing goods and service from outside to the Caribbean and to the islands that may be looking forward to developing in those different areas. When we first went on our journey to Jamaica, we also brought in a Canadian company by the name of General Discovery, and what their major piece is building homes. So come to find out from the Jamaican government that, you know, there's a deficit of homes for X amount, whatever the case may be. So we introduced this company to Jamaica to see if there would be some opportunities there to bring the product in from Canada.
So they were able to pitch for it.
Right. So they were able to pitch for it. Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. We're making those connections so outside companies can pitch for the work in the Caribbean, thereby creating job opportunities, creating trade and development opportunities, creating import-export opportunities. But the biggest thing is the job situation back home, creating that sort of traction in the job fields. This is good. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Sometimes you wish that there was a camera going on because
you want to see me.
So talk about the different sections basically of the magazine and any new, like the Discovery section. Is that new? Or?
Oh, yeah. This is a really cool section as well. This is a really key piece of our magazine, and we're gonna reach out to the community for this one. We have a section called the Discover section, which is really cool, and I'll explain how it goes. When we went to Jamaica, and whilst in the Caribbean, we would find individuals who have business opportunities that they want to build their brand and they want to promote their product. We actually came across a lady by the name of Miss Chin, and she's in Seaford, St. Thomas, Jamaica, with this really cool product called Busta, and everybody knows what Busta is, right? Yeah. Really good, nice, coconut sweet. So what we were able to do was bring some of her product up to the States in Los Angeles, where our other brother is, for testing the product, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So what we've actually started to do was help her to build and mold her brand so that it becomes a look that's more... Taste is, you know, the
off
taste
the
is off the chain, yeah.
Right.
And she has it in three flavors. She has regular, she has rum, and I think chocolate.
Well,
yeah. So we're helping her to build her brand, do packaging, and hopefully sometime in early 2014 we'll be able to help her to expand that product globally.
Well, it's sort of like what we're all about,
mm-hmm.
taking what we have in the Caribbean, right, and bringing it up a notch.
Mm-hmm.
Translating what we know and getting and using things like design, using things like presentation, using things like communication about products to make them more global.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking what we have and making it more global. Ooh, what is this? Mm-hmm. This looks like a product right here. yeah, that's great.
So we need the community to assist us to start discovering more entrepreneurs.
Right.
There's tons.
Also, like, it's a submission kind of thing, or just interacting with you guys.
Interacting with us. Tell us about people in the Caribbean, in the diaspora, who has who we should be looking at, who has something to offer our community, the world, and they can reach us at discover@caricommag.com. For people who have entrepreneurial spirit, we need to hear from you. You are the folks that that drive the economy for us, and we're just like that. Starting up the magazine and you know, making a mobile store for us. That's what we're doing.
Actually, I was just saying the other night when we were meeting, we could be in the discovery section.
Yeah, totally.
Maybe we should put ourselves in the discovery section.
No, the profile of you guys, you should.
Yeah. So like a small company with a large vision, trying to manifest it, doing what it takes, outreaching to the community, outreaching globally to build up our brand and become more appealing to more people.
So we're a small family business, and we had this idea. And we've become extremely passionate about it because, like, we're tapping into our personal skills amongst the four of us, myself, my brothers, and our partner, and we're doing something with it, and we're doing something with it for ourselves, but mostly for our people, for our community. We need to be more on the map. Yeah. As far as the people's is concerned, and I know a lot of us are doing a lot of great things. Since we started the magazine, we've met and we've been so many places. We've heard so many stories, and it's necessary today for us to really scramble and just go like crazy to get forward and to stay forward.
So what has been your challenges and what have you learned in the last, since I saw you last?
Mm-hmm. So what we've learned is that, we needed to connect with users more, to be able to tell specific stories about our peoples. We bring stories that are not our own, that's not on the web. We're doing something totally different, totally original material, totally personal material and content. You can see this in our coverage of Scotiabank Caribbean Carnival. We captured the essence of the carnival as opposed to, which I like too, as opposed to just bacchanal. There is something extremely strong and grounded and passionate in our people that flows through that huge festival that we've captured in that edition.
The cultural spirit.
Mm-hmm. Is that spirit that we're trying to, that not that we're trying, that we did capture in that edition. We've also learned that meeting with governmental offices and understanding that their time scales are not necessarily the same as ours.
Yeah, that is definitely true.
And it's not only for the Caribbean, it's all over, but we're focused on the Caribbean.
That's an amen. You just put your hand on the radio and say amen. the scope, the scale.
Schedules are slightly different. For sure.
Artists are moving at a different pace. You know, we are a smaller entity. We're like pilot fish or something around the big whale, you know. And we may be able to zip and move, but they can be glacial.
Right.
So that's one of our challenges, having to know.
That's a perfect analogy. Wow.
Knowing how to cope with that.
Right.
You know, when I first saw this, I thought, well, this person is being unreasonable. mm-hmm. or this person, you know, just has some kind of like a weird unknown agenda. But I know that it's the scale of what they're doing, and the volatility, almost like the volatility and the innate conservatism of governments and businesses. You know, governments, for example, can't just make a decision like that. They've got to
it's like lead check through, yeah.
and check and the check bureaucracy. Because they yeah. could be
the bureaucracy.
They could be turfed, you know, if they did made the wrong decision.
Right. Exactly.
How do they know who you are? You know, you may have given a wonderful presentation, but they can still be doubtful. Their jobs are dependent on every decision they make. So, learning that culture has been part of our learning curve.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that we learned, which is really key for us, is, and I'll tell everybody that, we have to ask for what we want. We want as many people as possible to be aware of Caribbean Commerce Magazine. We need the community to spread the word for us always. Everywhere we go, we talk about Caribbean Commerce Magazine. We want the Caribbean on the map, like I said, in a big way, because we deserve our rightful place, as always, as far as our peoples and our communities is concerned. We want people to go in and join our mailing list. We have a free business directory. So if you have a business, go to Caribbean Commerce Magazine and put yourself on the map there. We're building the whole infrastructure as to how that business directory is going to work globally. So it would be great to have everybody there as far as our community is concerned, and connect with us, like I said, at CaribbeanCommerceMagazine.com. We've adapted to a lot of these things that we've learned over the years by taking creativity to the next level. And creating a look and a feel for our product, the experience, and we're looking to help the Caribbean create jobs. That's really and truly what we're doing.
Right. No, sometimes I just like, yeah. Okay, so I had what I was going to say, and as soon as you stopped talking, it left my mind.
Yeah, that happened last time, too.
I'm just coming out of like a 7-month hole. So.
Oh my God, yes, we know that.
So, you guys covered of how exactly have you adapted mm-hmm. through these like past lessons that you've kind of learned.
Yeah, okay. So, and I wanted to mention too that we're creating this for the people and making them aware that this is what's coming down the pipes in terms of a new medium for the world. So, and we'll mention it again, our tagline is
for the Caribbean, for the world.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we want to be a digital hub for businesses and governments, NGOs, to advertise their goods and services, like we mentioned earlier. We want to develop a framework for greater cultural and economic advancement.
Where do you want to be? Like, where do you guys see taking Caribbean, you know, the magazine?
Well, our goal, our aim is to be a digital hub for businesses, for governments in the Caribbean to put their information out through us. We're interested in building these kinds of relationships with governments in the Caribbean to step up and be on that hub. In terms of digital,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That is our main thing. That's what we see ourselves. That's where we would like to be.
So where are some of the where Wow. Okay, talk about sort of like the new brand ventures that you guys are like endeavoring.
Oh yeah.
Or well, starting the, off. Or? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some new brand ventures that we're going to go into. It's coming up pretty soon. Coming up fast. Time goes so fast. Is something we call Cuisine Caribe, which is all about Caribbean food. We call it the Caribbean Food Adventure.
Oh, okay.
Where we're trying to take Caribbean food to the next level, you know, to the next level, bringing in, reinterpreting our traditional stuff,
right.
You know, reinterpreting even foreign foods into our own cultural language of flavor, mm-hmm. you know. So that's one thing we have. Another
is that so? Is that a show or is just the issue?
No,
or
it's a not, story. No, it's or? Not. A, it's not. A, it's not a an issue. It's a whole app.
Okay.
That will be developing.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. It's a new app. Okay.
Yeah. So we.
But it's connected underneath, like
Caribbean Commerce Magazine.
That's right. Yeah. It's connected into the brand.
It's really new to me too. Right. So.
Right.
I know you guys been in it.
we're all on the learning curve.
I'm just learning about the app, and like a musician actually, I had an interview and he was saying every musician should have their own app, and I thought that was brilliant. I was like, why don't I have an app?
No, you know.
It takes some doing.
I know. I'm sure it does. It doesn't just happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're also developing our business directory. We call it a. What do we call it?
Well, it's kind of like the reinvention of the Yellow Pages, but it's for the Caribbean businesses, and the Caribbean will have it first.
It's a 21st century Yellow Pages,
mm-hmm.
which means that you'll be able to have all the functionality of a Yellow Page book, but also with all of the features that are on our app now, the interactivity.
Right.
The ability to connect directly.
So you could go actually connect right to
it. Right through it,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to like look through the pages and call up, you know. You wonder if you've paid your phone bill. No. You go right through the app,
mm-hmm.
And businesses will be able to register there.
Right.
So that's two of what we're looking at, right? Mm. Two of the ideas that we're kicking around right now.
And then for the fourth quarter, we have some amazing stuff coming out in terms of a mobile experience for the Caribbean in the film industry.
Yeah. I think that we were definitely inspired by our TIFF experience,
right.
Which I've been blogging on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that. I was looking.
Yeah, and also inspired by the work that Francis Ann Solomon is doing with Caribbean Tales.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought that, and also some people we met, some African people we met at the film festival this year, inspired us to work on putting a platform together for film on the tablet.
Right, yeah.
So we're looking into that seriously. I think that individually, my brother, in Los Angeles, Esther is a big film fan. I didn't know that. we've all been involved or interested in film for a long time individually, not knowing it.
Right.
And as I'm, you know, as we're talking more and more these days, working on this project, I'm realizing, wow, we have this commonality, and this idea seems to make sense to us.
Right.
So we want to develop it some more.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it really,
I know
really
that's selfish
is just
of
a
me. But
oh, yeah.
Now, Mally, you were doing a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
On Caribbean Tales Film Showcase. I would like you to tell us a little bit about that work you did.
Okay. So, listeners know we've had filmmakers on the show the last, I think, 3 times now. Since probably July was our media launch, it's been since then that we went all out, and had a month of screenings. We had showcase films at CNE, and that was a partnership with the tourism board, so like a group of tourism boards, and we partnered and did a preview. So that's a new partnership. So we had screenings there. And then we had the 8th annual film festival at Harborfront. Yeah. It's been 3 years at the Harborfront, but the eighth festival. Mm-hmm. And then there's also how I got involved into the festival is there's an incubator that happens.
Oh, you were one of the incubator.
Yeah, I'm an alumni. Wow. Like I did it 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And so since then, I got involved is because I came back from Haiti and I was editing, which I'm still working on. I haven't finished it yet. So when I came back from that trip, I went, you know, basically connected with Frances Anne, and she was just like, I noticed you're like promoting my, you know, festival in New York, because my most of my crew's in New York. So I was like, you should go to this. And so she's like, "What do you want to be involved in the festival?"
She does that. She does that.
And I was like, "Sure." So I've been involved ever since. But it was a really good experience. It's you know, basically a training kind of thing for producers of the region and the diaspora. And you go through this intensive, like, you know, process to pitch your project in this room.
Really?
Into flight box and pitch it to all these people. So it's like four days usually. And then the Sunday is like the pitch. Mm. So I did that process. And then after that, I just continued on into the festival. And this is my third year. And this year I was the associate director. And I think the reason why going through that process, I realized that filmmakers have to kind of band together to get their films as a collective out there.
Mm-hmm.
So because going through TIFF on your own is kind of a mammoth, like,
right.
Like it's like, right. It's a, like a world on its own. Right. And so to do it as a group, I think it's important. To build your audience and sort of be able to screen your films again, kind mm-hmm. of thing. So,
oh, that's so cool. So that's like a segue into our next issue that's coming up because of our experience with TIFF. We're in the process of putting
that
together. Go ahead.
No, I just want to say that just today I was going through a. Transcribing some of the interview I did with Frances Anne Solomon, the CEO of Caribbean Tales Film Showcase. And now I know how she sounds, part Trini, part British, and part Canadian.
Yeah.
It's just like this voice coming
three
through.
Three places, yeah.
Yes, and so this is this whole interview with about the film fest, the Caribbean Tales, is going to be blended in with our TIFF adventures,
mm-hmm.
Also with some stuff about Nollywood. Got right. to know some people from Nollywood.
Nice. That's where we saw you, right, down at yeah. TV.
Yeah,
that's right.
We launched. That was so
like
cool.
The party of the festival.
At the oh, Trump. I loved being at the Trump.
I know. We went and blogged about it. We're at the Trump. It was quite fun.
It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You know,
it was a lot of fun.
I was just resisting the temptation to say to somebody, "You're fired."
Right.
I didn't do it. But we're gonna be talking about all of that film stuff from TIFF,
mm-hmm.
but also as Caribbean commerce, we're looking at the money side of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, film is becoming an industry in the Caribbean, big time.
Yeah,
it's an upcoming
that's
industry,
exciting.
And mm-hmm. that's exciting for filmmakers
yeah.
and producers and for the culture to present itself to the world. In a new way.
Right.
So it's not just on the street with the pen, and it's not just on your radio with reggae, but it's actually up there on the silver screen,
mm-hmm.
right? And you can actually see. And, you know, it's so powerful to see a face that looks like yours
mm-hmm. Yeah.
up there.
Oh, big time,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so powerful. I remember going to 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, by Steve McQueen.
Oh my God.
Part Grenadian, Trini.
I've been following this film for like since he was developing the scripts.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was
I can't
wait till that comes out.
He is the man.
Yeah.
He's the good. Man. To see actually that story up there, and to see our culture reflected in it, and to know that the scale, the economy of making films have shifted so that more people can make films. There's, I think Frances Ann called it a democratization of
the technology.
The technology, yeah. So that puts it within reach of people. That will bring our culture out even more, you know, and give us an opportunity to say something globally.
Mm-hmm.
So the upcoming issue will be touching on some of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the middle of putting it together. I'm there sweating away on behalf of our company.
Yeah.
putting in the sweat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's gonna be coming up pretty soon.
Maybe plug the site and how people could reach you guys.
Oh yeah,
we should, you know.
So that's CaribbeanCommerceMagazine.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can get to all of our other social medias. We have a fantastic Pinterest site going on there.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Facebook. We're blogging like crazy.
Right.
Every edition and every segment of work that we go through, we're sharing it with everyone.
And once you
so you guys are quarterly, right? So you do it 4 times a year, the actual magazine.
Well,
that's kind of plays by how much you can get done, or
that. Yeah. Well, how we've started out, how we've business planned it is that it would be every second month, right?
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it has been. And for our founder, who's also our technology guru, Anthony, it's just been insane to put out and lay out all the stuff that we feed to him on the platform to really represent the Caribbean in a beautiful way. So it's a lot of work. But good work. It feels so good when we hit send and it goes to Apple,
right,
or send and it goes to Google, and we know it's out there. Just an amazing feeling. We tweet a lot. We're on LinkedIn. So we're out there, and we want everybody to go, particularly visit us on Facebook. Join our business directory for sure, because you want to be a part of that build that we're doing.
Right.
That we're doing. Sorry.
Yeah, go to CaribbeanCommerceMagazine.com, and also in there you will see the link for iTunes,
mm-hmm,
where you can download the app,
right,
and then download the editions.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also, there's also a link there for Google Play,
mm-hmm,
where you can download for the Android.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where you can find us.
Nice. That's really exciting. So are you looking for like submissions? Like, is that or just with the discovery like section, or are you just asking people to put out like names who you guys should cover? I'm just going back to the discovery.
That's a good question. In terms of the discovery from the Caribbean, globally, from wherever you are, and what we do is we will get in touch with these folks. We'll assess it. We'll look at your helping you direct you in building your brand, in helping you with your product development, things like that. We're very skilled in terms of the new technologies and helping people to develop, and we want to do that for our peoples.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying anything negative about anybody else, but we want to really focus on the Caribbean and the diaspora to put ourselves on the map. So connect with us through, you can go to CaribbeanCommerceMagazine.com or discover at CARICOMMAG.com and send us your information, and we'll connect.
And build,
absolutely. Connect that one little step at a time. And, you know, as we move forward, that's how it goes.
So what is the, specifically to the technology, what has been sort of, in technology in the process of actually putting out a magazine, what are the kinks kind of that you've kind of run into with the new digital, you know, platform kind of thing?
I think the main thing that challenges us is getting people to think outside the net. Think outside the net. The net is where people have been trained over the last number of years to go to. Right now you have this other format coming on. But before we had the net, we went other places. Now that we have the net, we're being asked again to step it up a notch. So think, getting people, that's a real challenge. So getting people to think outside. People will say to you, well, where can I find you on the net? You can find part of it on the net, which is through our website. But for the real thing, for the full effect of what we're doing, for the full, you know, the full charge, the electricity,
experience,
the excitement, the the color, everything, you've got to go on the iPad or the Android to download the app and actually experience what we're doing. And what we're doing is very exciting. And coming up in the next edition, we're trying to take it up another notch. One of our goals in terms of technology is to, for every edition, and I think we've been doing it, for every edition, take it up another notch. Bring quality at every level. Like, for example, writing should be improving. I hear about it if that is not happening. interactivity should be improving. New features should be improving. So this is one of our goals. Design should be improving. So it's this gradual build-up of quality that we want to deliver. So this is one of our challenges.
And with every edition also, we have a technology piece in there, either helping you to understand and build your brand, or what's new in technology. We will highlight that. We're always putting some component of technology in our editorials and in the edition. So we're remaining connected to that part of our development with the magazine.
Wow, I was just playing at it, sorry. My interest, so in going into film and basically, you know, filmmakers being able to sort of, I guess, put their content out there, how are you going to kind of do that? Is it going to be like a submission? You know what I'm saying? Like, how is that going to work?
Yeah, it should be submission. Then you have to arrange methods of payment because people have to get paid, right?
Yeah.
People have to get paid. So the challenge is to be able to stream it and have a system where people get paid. So this is what we're working on. But it is a challenge. To start functioning in this new way,
it
will take some doing on our part to come up with a solution for that. But difficult problems can be solved, and we're going to solve it.
Yeah. Did you guys have anything else to say, or did you want to ask me questions? I know you guys wanted to ask me questions.
I love doing this. I should say we love doing this. And thank you so much, Mally, for having us again, and the opportunity to continue to let everybody out there know as how we're growing.
Yeah,
would be huge.
Yeah. Now we're thinking about this film product down the road, but Caribbean Film Showcase has already put up their video on
VOD
demand.
That's very interesting too, because we just launched, they're actually having the regional launch this weekend in Trinidad, so it's like an online sort of VOD channel, right? Sort of Netflix kind of thing. And we're still working out, like, what is the, you know, sort of the structure that should, you know, like, is it per view, is it subscription, and putting all those, like, sort of levels into right. it and working that out. So it's relatively new, so I'm learning as well. Yeah. But it's exciting because it's like a full-on channel, right, mm-hmm. where you can, you know, have your stories there, your films, your it's endless, really.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say that too. It's endless, and that's such a huge and really important another part of our journey. If each and every one of us and all the industries and all the governments and, you know, we get together and we work together in yeah. building these opportunities for our peoples and so on and so forth. It's endless.
Yeah.
Well, it's something also, it's something that seems to be happening for African type people
yeah. mm-hmm.
globally, mm-hmm. right? Because yeah. we have been thinking about this and we put it together and we start pushing it. We have the film thing coming up. I noticed also some of the African countries out of Nigeria, Nollywood, they're also here wanting to put up TV stations
yeah.
to carry our stories.
Yeah.
You know, they are very interested in carrying our stories because, you know, those stories are healing, actually. They're yeah. healing. When you see yourself reflected, it's actually healing. It's a very strange thing. If you have not heard your voice, if you have not seen your face, if you have not seen your life reflected,
yeah,
you know,
in the media, yes.
In the media, yeah. yeah, it does something to you. So these initiatives for putting that story out there, whether it's on the net, whether it's in a film festival, whether it's on the tablet, mm-hmm. In a film format, they have a healing effect on people. I know it has a healing effect on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it has a healing effect
on me. It's storytelling, yeah.
It's storytelling, like, yeah. yeah. It's 21st century storytelling. It's a digital storytelling.
Yeah.
And it's powerful, and it's going to be even more powerful.
Yeah. So how, let's go back to sort of like the new technology and like the industry, and like where do you see it going? Because you guys are always talking about eventual, and where do you kind of see the industry, the mobile kind of platform going?
Wow, okay. You know, that's an interesting one. If people had the answer to this, I don't know, there'd be some serious millionaires out there. But you know, for every technology that comes up,
mm-hmm.
People vote on it. Like, because we voted on the smartphones, we all have it.
Right.
You know, we voted on the laptop, we all have it. It appears. And if the technology is, like, really serving a purpose, it will be here.
Mm-hmm.
It will be here. It will, like, creep in slowly, and it will be part of your life now. Do you remember what you were doing before your cell phone or before that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have.
Now it's coming.
No, yeah, it's because I didn't have my phone for a bit, and then yeah, but yeah, it's like, yeah, like, you know, everything has to do with my clock. Like, when I didn't have my phone, I was like, where's my? I don't even know what time it is.
Without the phone, you see. So that's exactly what we're talking about. There's. Like, we talk about this all the time, and folks ask us, where can I get the paper print?
Yeah, yeah.
I said, well, no, we're not going to have a paper print, because this is where you're going. Watch next year. And that's just right around the corner. I mean, we launched this magazine a year ago, and we've already seen it reflecting in our numbers in terms of where we're being downloaded,
yeah.
How many people we're reaching, who are continuing to follow us.
Yeah.
It's just growing.
Yeah. So what countries are you guys in?
Like I had mentioned before, we're China,
yeah.
Japan, Australia, USA, Canada, of course. We've got presence in the Caribbean.
It's basically it's global.
India, yeah, it's yeah, global. Yeah. It's really global.
That, so that's a buzzword these days. It's global, and that buzzword is a buzzword because it's actually something people are experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
People are like when I spoke to some Nigerians who are over here for promoting their film
mm-hmm.
at TIFF. And
what film was it?
Invasion 1897
mm-hmm. oh, okay.
by
Lancelot
Oduwa Imasuen.
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah.
I did it. I got it right.
Yeah.
So he's promoting what when I started to talk to him about his film, what did he say? What was the word? We're going global.
Yeah.
Now he's in Lagos, Nigeria.
Yeah.
You know? And he's looking at the world globally. There are people in the Cameroons who are looking at the world globally. That's because of the change in technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, a lot of stuff that hasn't been seen will be seen now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of stories that have not been told will be told now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that technology is there, and we're going to use it for our magazine, our people, and to bring out our history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is something that I'm very interested in, especially seeing what Steve McQueen did with 12 Years a Slave and how transformative and healing and winning that story was. He got the People's Choice at TIFF.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And there's rumor that he'll probably get an Academy Award for some of that work. And that's amazing. And that's our story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our people live that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see that, I'm like, you know, we can utilize this technology to bring out our culture
mm-hmm.
and represent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, represent.
And as Oz says that in terms of telling our history, we're also telling stories about our present, and we're also looking forward to what all the potentials can be, and that's what we want to bring to the table in the new technology. I mean, we heard not too long ago that I think it was in Jamaica, they gave out how many of these platforms to X amount of youths in the schools and stuff like that. So even stories like that is really encouraging because now the youths and them are getting the opportunity to start operating because this is their future in terms of the portability. You know, how many things can be done from an education perspective with these little tablets. I mean, we don't know what's going to come after this tablet, but right now, I mean, these little tablets can hold how many subjects in there. All the school books can go on there and you know, and be able to be on new technology for everybody. So why not the Caribbean?
Yeah. I'm just thinking, because I'm doing a film, right? So, which no. I say it's going to be for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking just because everybody has a cell phone, like everybody is able to be, have access to that, and also like so. And just in certain getting sort of reach,
mm-hmm.
like throughout the island and stuff like that. So, anyway, yeah, we need to talk outside of the radio show.
I see your eyes are going. I can hear you see the thoughts.
Yeah.
No. But it's really important that we pay attention to. I mean, our demographics, and we didn't mention that before, is between the age of probably 35 and 55, you know, in looking at our last and our audience, yeah. And I mean, that's huge to know that these are the kind of folks who are looking at us because these are the ones who are going to help us translate all of this and move forward. So we're really hopeful, and like I said, we're really passionate about Caribbean Commerce Magazine, and we're just hoping that everybody tunes in to us because, you know, we'll build for everybody.
Yeah, Yeah. Did you guys want to say anything else?
Hi, Mom. Are you
shout out.
Are you listening to us?
Yeah, do shout out.
Shout out.
Hi, Tony. Hi, MCK. Yeah. Peace.
And you guys are welcome to come in anytime. Mm-hmm. So,
That's great.
Yeah, just let me know.
Mm-hmm. Again, we just want everybody to go to our Facebook and go to CaribbeanCommerceMagazine.com and visit us, and you know, we'll get to know one another and we'll build together.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mally.
No problem. And you have been listening to Roots Reggae Radio. This is Artists in the City. My name is Mally, a.k.a. Docu Vixen. And this is Artists in the City. And we're here every week. I think we're going to push it to 7. I think that's what's going to happen. And to 9-ish. Yeah, tune in next week and keep tuned in to Roots Reggae Radio.